I am 83.
Take me back to your wedding day. Was it all you had dreamed of?
Well, our wedding was kind of a quick wedding. He came home on furlough, and we just went to a parsonage, and my sister stood up for us, and we said, "I do." And afterwards, we went down to the bar and had a couple drinks. And then the next day, we got on the plane and on the train and went to North Carolina. He took me far away from home, so I couldn't come back home, but I didn't care. I was in love. So I was with him in North Carolina, and it was rough going. It wasn't easy going. In fact, we didn't have any money. And so I went to work for $1 a day at the Kresge Dollar Store. And of course, I was pregnant and I was getting bigger and bigger. So I worked in the toy department, but they had dolls all around me. So nobody knew I was pregnant. And when I'd walk to the Kresge Dime Store, there was a prison house or something for the ladies. And those ladies would stand in that balcony and yell at me and curse at me and say words I had never heard before. Because I was only 19, just barely 19. And I really was kind of scared because I didn't know what, was going to happen. And then we'd eat in the restaurant all the time because we didn't have a kitchen or anything. We just had a bit one bedroom apartment. And one day I was eating in the restaurant, and I was going to meet Ed, and I was sitting there, and these military police came in, and they were going to take me away. And the waitress saved my life because they thought I was a prostitute, and they were ready to take me, haul me off, and I wouldn't have known anything what to do because I was naive and in no way of contacting Ed. And so the waitress said, "No, that isn't her. She'd went out the back door." And boy, I was so thankful that they didn't take me down to where them other women were, because I sure knew what was going to happen down there. So, and we lived down there for quite a while, and then he got shipped different places, and I came home on the train by myself with our baby and a big suitcase. It was not a suitcase, it was a trunk of some kind.
Do you remember what you felt like, or what your most prominent emotion was when you're traveling back on the train with your
I was
newly-born
scared to
son?
death because I didn't know where I was going. I had to go to Chicago, Washington, D.C. And I was here from Sioux Falls, and I hadn't even been on a train before. But the soldiers were so nice to me. They just took everything over. They carried the baby. They carried my luggage. They made sure I got on the right train. It was just wonderful. And then I came home for a while, and then he didn't go overseas right away. So then I went back to North Carolina again. But we went down on a train down to North Carolina on our honeymoon. You might as well say we were there 3 days on that train. Black sooty. We looked like black people when we got to Raleigh, North Carolina. That's how bad the train was. And after I went back the second time, I went back to this little town, Hoffman, North Carolina. And I arrived at midnight, and I was scared to death because this little town was about five white women lived in this black area. And of course, we had this apartment about, oh, I would say it was about a mile away from the train station. Coming in at midnight, there's no lights. There's one street light for the whole town. So I was in this train station, and it was full of soldiers sleeping because they were resting. How in the world am I ever going to get up to the apartment? Because I'm not going to walk up there with a baby and pitch dark in a black area, because at that time blacks and white were racist. And so it just happened that the one man that did the taxi service came into the train station, and he took me up to the apartment, which was a blessing because I don't think I would have went. I just stayed in the train station. So then I came home and waited for him to get discharged, and and we lived ever since happily ever after. We've had four boys, and we adopted a little girl. And we've had some tough times. It hasn't all been smooth. And we went through a lot of financial problems. Not marital problems. We always seem to solve our problems. One would shut up or the other would talk. And if you don't get along, it's best just to keep still until it cools down. And then it'll work out.
Tell me what you felt when he was shipped overseas, when Edward went overseas to serve.
Well, I was sad and I was worried because he'll probably never come back because of the war. I figured, you just think of the worst things. But there's a lot of things that happen that you don't know about, which is good. And we had letters back and forth constantly, so that's my story.
Do you remember what you would talk about at all in the letters that you wrote to Edward?
Mostly that we loved each other and talked about the baby, how he was growing, and when he was coming home and that type of thing.
What was your emotion when you finally saw him again?
Well, it was overwhelming. We couldn't leave each other alone. We had to be hugging and kissing and whatever, you know. But we were just very sentimental and loving, kind. Just couldn't get each other out of our sight. Anyway, I couldn't.